There's been a lot of attention paid in the last few years to the notion that half of the nation's schoolchildren are being overlooked in the classroom. The girls. Commentator Catherine Kirsten has a different interpretation of what's going on in the classroom.
Today, we often hear that schools shortchange our daughters, that teachers, though most of them are female themselves, silence girls' voices and push them to the sidelines. According to reports from the American Association of University Women, the AAUW, the gender bias that pervades our schools sends adolescent girls' self-esteem plummeting and dramatically undermines their academic performance. But the evidence points in the opposite direction. On many measures, our daughters are doing relatively well. It is our sons who need help. Consider the statistics. Today, 55% of college students and 54% of graduate students are female. Girls get better grades than boys at every level of education. Boys tend to perform better on math and science tests, but the math gap is slight and narrowing, while girls do significantly better than boys on reading and writing tests. A recent major study by the U.S. Department of Education found no gap in math or science performance among 13-year-old American girls and boys. Far from struggling on the margins, girls outnumber boys in almost every extracurricular activity but sports, including student government and honor societies. More boys are suspended, drop out of school, suffer threats and attacks, and struggle with learning disabilities. In her 1994 book, Who Stole Feminism?, philosophy professor Christina Summers demonstrated that gender equity activists ignore inconvenient facts like these because their research tends to be ideologically driven. Now the AAUW has released a new report, Girls in the Middle. Not surprisingly, this report insists that achieving gender equity will require deep institutional change that injects issues of gender and power into every corner of school life. Girls in the Middle maintains that a central measure of gender equity is whether schools permit girls to author themselves. The report tends to dismiss girls who complete assignments on time and speak in turn as compliant conformists. It celebrates girls who speak out, often in defiance of teachers and rules. Girls in the Middle repeatedly and approvingly quotes girls who say things like, "If the teacher doesn't want to hear what I'm saying, too bad. That's her job and that's what she's going to do." Apparently, the key to authoring oneself is being loud and pushy and cultivating an inflated sense of self-importance. Never mind that the AAUW indignantly condemns such behavior in boys. How can our daughters do better in school? Will they really profit from mouthing off more or developing a more finely tuned victim mentality? Are we doing them a favor when we teach that the way to get what you want in this world is to change the test, rather than to hit the books harder? Our girls need to know that hard work and willingness to take tough courses are the tickets to academic success. On international math tests, girls from countries like Singapore and Korea, where all students take a rigorous approach to math, routinely leave American boys in the dust. If we teach our girls that they can become somebody merely by emoting or speaking out, we shirk our duty as parents or teachers. Our task is much more demanding, the painstaking work of guiding them to become wise, industrious, and courageous human beings who actually have something substantial to say.
Catherine Kirsten is chair of the Center of the American Experiment, a Minnesota public policy institute. She's also a columnist for the Star Tribune in Minneapolis and comes to us by way of Minnesota Public Radio.